English Reading Practice, Exercise 34, Presentation Skills Course, Part 12 of 28, Advanced Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. Just see the link in the description. And a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. Let's begin the reading. Accuracy and clarity. Watch what you say. Effective public speaking convinces the audience and moves them to action because they are persuaded to believe the information or reasons given. Hence, credibility is an essential ingredient for anyone who stands up in front of an audience. How can you establish credibility? Here are 6 suggestions. Use specifics for credibility. Use specifics rather than generalities. When referring to an incident, provide the date, names, places, figures. Although the audience may not remember these details, the fact you mention them adds real weight to your message. The audience is far more likely to believe a speaker that has obviously carefully researched his subject. Ensure accuracy of statements. Ensure what you're saying is accurate. Use reliable sources when doing research. Do not be taken in by sensational statistics or stories from dubious sources. They can completely blow your credibility if someone in the audience is knowledgeable about the subject and knows that what you are saying is exaggerated or inaccurate. How to use statistics. Effective public speaking involves using statistics skillfully. Express percentages in round numbers for greater impact. Instead of saying 12.2%, say 1 in 8. With very large numbers, round off to the nearest 100 or 1,000. For example, instead of saying 3,566,314, say, well over 3.5 million. Avoid universal words. Be cautious when using universal words, such as everyone, always, never, as frequent use can negate the force of your presentation. It is rare that everyone is doing such and such a thing, or that a person always does this or that. Better to tone down the level by using words such as some, usually, often, infrequently, probably, many, in some cases. These words don't overstate matters or raise serious questions about your credibility. Eliminate meaningless words. Avoiding meaningless words and phrases to fill gaps or thinking time as you put a thought together will greatly contribute to effective public speaking. Using expressions such as "and a" through your presentation, or regularly tacking "you know" on the end of most of your sentences, can irritate an audience. Avoid irrelevant material. Avoid the danger of irrelevant material. You may come across an interesting fact or anecdote, and because you like it, you try to force it into your presentation. Unless it directly relates to the subject and is serving the purpose of elaborating on or enhancing a main point, throw it out. Your presentation will lose focus if you include items that are not relevant. Keep it on the back burner for another time, when you might use it in a more appropriate context in a different presentation. In conclusion, while not suggesting a public speaker should be pedantic over word use and choice, it is important to watch what you say in front of an audience. Inaccurate statements, exaggerations, lack of specifics can leave an audience very unimpressed. On the other hand, effective public speakers who pay attention to detail know how to phrase statistics and specifics for powerful effect and deliver solid, substantial, proven information will enjoy a high credibility rating and have an audience ready to act on their recommendations. Next, what to do before and after you open your mouth? Well, that concludes the reading. Be sure to check the resources in the description below. When you're ready, go to the next video in the Presentation Skills series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.